Your miracles are starting already. You will not be disappointed. God's power, Christ's name, will come in your life, and great will be your possession tonight in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We believe you. No word of yours will fall to the ground. And for everyone here, everyone there, everyone everywhere, there is a miracle with their names attached to it. And tonight will be the night of your performance and demonstration in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. You can sit down. We're looking at Matthew chapter 6, and we're reading from verse 10. It says in verse 10, "Thy kingdom come." The kingdom of power, the kingdom of glory, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of grace, the kingdom of all possibilities in your life. He moves us out of the earthly kingdom. He gets us into the eternal kingdom, and he establishes us in Emmanuel's kingdom. And then thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In your life tonight, the will of God. In your family tonight, the will of God. And any negative will not be done in your life. His will is for your joy, for your happiness, for your protection, for your healing, for your deliverance. And then eventually, after he has blessed you on earth, he will take you to heaven. He's already preparing a place for you, a mansion with your name on the top of that mansion in heaven. And the will of God is that as you enjoy him here on earth, you'll enjoy him in heaven. I will be there. You will be there. We shall be there. I'll see you there. Tonight, we're talking about the wonder of God's will and goodness. The wonder of God's will and goodness. I need to show you something. Look at this. It's Psalm 145, reading from verse 9. Psalm 145, verse 9. The Lord is good to all. To how many? The Lord is good to all. I said to how many? All of us here, you'll find tonight the Lord is good unto you. And those online, wherever you are, I come to you to inform you and to tell you the Lord will be good to you tonight. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Everyone created by God, the tender mercy of the Lord over everyone, and you are included. That's why the mercy of God will bring forgiveness to you, and freedom to you, and miracle to you. You as a man, you as a woman, you as a boy, you as a girl, praise the Lord. The goodness of the Lord is coming your way. Look at verse 19. In verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Look at verse 20 there. In verse 20 it says, the Lord preserveth all them that love him. That's why you are here. You love him. You love the mention of his name. And you love to be in his presence. And the Lord tells us, he preserveth all them that love him. But all the wicked, he will destroy. I will not be wicked. I will not be wicked. The mercy of God will come upon your life. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the discovery of God's will in our salvation. The discovery of God's will for our salvation. Number two, the declaration of God's will in our healing. Number three, the demonstration of God's will in our sanctification and satisfaction. Number one, look at number one there, is the discovery of God's will in our salvation. You know, there are people, they have not discovered God's will. And so they say, I don't know whether I will be saved or I will not be saved. They have not discovered God's will for their salvation. They say, I don't know whether I am for destruction or for salvation. They have not discovered the mind of God, the will of God in their salvation. They say, I don't know whether I am part of the number appointed for salvation or appointed for the other side. I came to tell you openly, faithfully, courageously, convincingly, you are marked for salvation. Look at this in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 3. And we're talking about the will of God. Look at this now. It says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Look at verse 4. It says, who will have all men to be saved? That finalizes it. Who will have all men, everyone, all his creatures? Jesus came not for a fraction of the world. Jesus came not for the minority in the world. Jesus came not for a part of the world. He came for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you there, whosoever believes in him will not perish. You will not perish. Let me see your face there. I said you will not perish. My boy there, my girl there, you will not perish. My brother there, my sister there, you will not perish. I wish I could come to you there and tap you and say, I'm talking about you. That you, where are you? That you will not perish. That whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Why? Who will have all men to be saved? If you were thinking before, I'm not part of them, I'm not there, I'm not to get this, I'm not going to get that, change your mind. Salvation is available for you. And it's very simple. It's just like you give yourself to the Lord. You surrender yourself to the Lord. You said, here am I. I learned. I just knew you died for me. And because you died for me, I will live forever. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's it. And to come to the knowledge of the truth. Look at 2 Peter there, chapter 3. We're looking at verse 9. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, look at this. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. The people who do not know God, they compare God with themselves. As they are slack in fulfilling their word, so they think God is like them and God is slack. They compare God with their neighbors. As their neighbors are slack in fulfilling their word, they think God is like their neighbor. But God is higher than everyone. Is greater than any everyone. He is a perfect God. And it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards what? Is patient towards what? Now, why hasn't God killed you when you told a lie? There are people that told a lie and it just died. Why hasn't God killed you when you did some naughty, terrible, evil thing? And you say, if there is God there, okay, I've done that now. Let God strike me and make me die. God is not like that. You should know that. God is patient. God is long-suffering. He is willing to overlook everything you have done. He said, I could have killed you, and I could have justified that when you did this, when you did this, when you did that. But he said, no, I didn't mark you for destruction. I marked you for salvation. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. That no matter what you have done, if God wanted to kill you long, long ago, he could have killed you. But he said, no, I can't kill this man. I love him. I won't kill this woman. I love her. And I'm preparing a place for her. And I don't want the mansion. I'm preparing for her in heaven to be vacant. Your place in heaven will not be vacant. Because he's long suffering towards what? Not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All should come to repentance. In the mind of God, in the plan of God, in the program of God, he wants all to come to repentance. That's why you are here tonight. You're welcome. I said you're welcome to repentance, to reconciliation, to redemption, and to the salvation of God to you, for you. Tonight, you discover God's will in your salvation. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9, how simple it is. That if thou, that what thou is, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou, who is the thou? You will be saved. Amen. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see what the Lord is saying? Your own mouth. If you confess, Jesus my Lord, Jesus my Savior, Jesus my Redeemer, he died for me, I accept his sacrifice. I accept the offer of his salvation. And I say, today, as I give myself to the Lord, I am saved. What you confess with your mouth, no angel, no demon, no Satan can reverse that. If you say, I believe, I repent, I call Jesus my Savior, Heaven will register your name that you are saved. Where are you? Tonight. Heaven will register your name. That who is saved? Who is saved? You are saved tonight. Look at verse 13 there. In verse 13, for whosoever, 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 no discrimination, whosoever, no partiality, whosoever, there is no iron door that will shield you out, whosoever, there is no wall of demarcation that will take you away from that, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Final. You tonight. I said you tonight. You know, if you have been, you know, going to meetings, hearing Bible, hearing preachers, and yet you are not sure, am I saved? Am I not saved? Am I reconciled to God? Am I not reconciled to God? Tonight, assurance has come that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You finalize the deal tonight. You are saved in Jesus' name. Look at number two here. Number two, I'm looking at the declaration of God's will for our healing. The declaration of God's will for our healing. I need to remind you that the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, it says, "Thy kingdom come." And it says, "Thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven." What does that mean? Earth, heaven. Those who come into the eternal kingdom of Christ and to Emmanuel's kingdom, the will of God will be done in your life. I was waiting for a global choir. Amen. Amen. The will of God will be done in your life. On earth, in heaven. There's no cancer in heaven. There'll be no cancer in your life. Amen. There is no blindness in heaven. And there'll be no blindness in your body there. Amen. There is no weakness or debilitating sickness. I sat down, I could not stand up. That's not in heaven. I walk, I'm tired and weary. That is not in heaven. There's something biting me and biting my lungs. That one is not in heaven. There's nothing knocking, something knocking my brain as if my brain will scatter. All that is not in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. The will of God for you here on earth is that you will be healed tonight. You will be well tonight. And any infirmity, and any sickness, and any deficiency, and any impotence that is not in heaven will not be upon your life today. That will be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. Angels, tell me, Gabriel, you came and you saw Mary, you came and you saw Zechariah. Tell me what happens in heaven. Have you ever been sick as an angel? Never. How about the other angels in heaven? Have they been sick, lying down, and they couldn't do anything? And then they say they don't know the source of the sickness, and there's no treatment. Gabriel, tell me what happens over there. It says, for all the angels in heaven, there's no sickness. Do you mean that you're always well? It says, yes. And Jesus said, that will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That's why I came to tell you today that the sickness in your body, as you now connect with Christ, that sickness will be taken away. Anything the devil has been using to knock your head, knock your body, knock your mind, you're free tonight. Look at this, look at this. There was a man that didn't know. Is it God's will for me to be well? Is it God's will for me to be healed? And so, Matthew chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 1. Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Look at verse 2. And behold, there came a leper. I need to tell you, the lepers in Israel, even in many communities now, they were not allowed to come to the synagogue. They were not allowed to mix with other people. They were not allowed to pray with other people. They were not allowed to hear anything. So the man was ignorant because he wasn't allowed to come to the synagogue, to come to the temple, to hear anything about the word and the will of God. And so in his ignorance, he said, if thou wilt, because I'm not sure. He wasn't sure because he was a leper that was never allowed to mix with the people. That's why he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you want to, if you desire, if it is your will. But now you cannot claim ignorance. Why? You have a Bible. Why? Because you already know he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You cannot claim ignorance because you know he has said, now this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they cast out devils, and if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You cannot claim any ignorance now like this leper, because he gave them power and he gave them authority to cast out devils and to heal the sick and to tell the people, the kingdom of God is come unto you. Now, he was ignorant. Thank God I am not ignorant. Say it for yourself. You know the will of God. The will of God is your healing. Where are you? Praise God, as you raise up that hand, heaven has seen that hand. The will of God is that tonight, you are healed. And now, when he said, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. What did Jesus say? Look at verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. I will. I will. He never said, I will not, to anyone. Never. The blind came, I will. The lame were brought, I will. The deaf and dumb came, I will. The demonized came, and the answer is always the same. I will. That will has not changed. Heaven, sky, and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The will of God is immediate. Jesus does not say, you don't have enough money, go and come back. You don't have enough substance, go and come back. We have been looking at the register, and they didn't mark your name the other time when everybody was in church or not in church. Go and come back. There is no go and come back. Your healing, your miracle tonight is immediate. No going and then coming back. My miracle is immediate tonight. He will do it for you. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. That is the will of God for everyone. Look at verse 16 there. In that chapter 8, verse 16. And when the evening was come, now, is where we are now. Is this morning or afternoon or evening? Tell me. Tell me. It's the evening of the will of God. The evening, and this is the time for your healing. The weather is cool, and then the cool virtue of the Lord will flow into your body right there tonight. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. And healed all that were sick. Tell me how many healed. Tell me out aloud. You know, it's like, you know, all of them are the lined up. The first one came. So, okay, you are healed. He was healed. The next one. And then that one tried to, you know, praise him and mention his titles. Like, okay, you're here. And then the third one just came and he wasn't dressing like the other people. He didn't look neat like the other people. And he was coming from, you know, wherever in the world. And Jesus said, how are you like this? Why are you like this? Person, did anything happen like that? Did he reject anyone? No. Healed all that was sick. My night has come. Your time has come. You know, these crusades we've been having, we had a crusade just some time ago. The man will tell you himself, he had cancer internally. And then as he came, he streamed the GCK online, and after the prayer, he was healed completely. He was healed perfectly. He was healed permanently. And now he's still enjoying the effect of the healing. All pains gone, cancer gone, like it will happen to you tonight. I said, like it will happen to you tonight. Let the man come up and talk to you tonight and say, just like you are now. That's where I was and I got it. As you listen to his testimony, you will get it. Online friend, you will get it. Let him come. Let him talk to us now.
My name is Oniola Niwaju. Last year, I was diagnosed with pericardial effusion, which means that a lot of fluid in my heart. I did some surgery, and after the surgery, histology, then I did another surgery, and a mass was removed from my chest. And it went for tests, and it came out that I have primary carcinoma, which is a form of cancer. After the first chemo, which was a little bit terrible, I collapsed. I spent about a week in the hospital. Then after that week, I joined Global Crusade. That was in September. I joined them online. Usually in the evening, I participate in their prayer. And particularly, believing in God, I feel some sensation. But then I knew that I've been healed. I strongly believe that I've been healed. This year, January, I did another test. To the glory of God, that there's no form of what, more form of cancer in my chest, because actually it has spread from my chest to my heart, to my lung, and everything was healed. And this is a miracle. There's no other word to describe it. It's a miracle, and it's a miracle that needs to be shared and needs to be told that everyone, you know that word, that what God cannot do does not exist. Yes, I need to thank God for the life of Pastor Kumi for giving us this opportunity of joining online. Online in the group, online service is an avenue for people like us that are maybe in-house incapacitated to participate in the glory and the wonderful work of God. Thank you, and I give glory and honor and adoration to the Almighty God, to my Christ, my Savior, and my personal Savior.
Praise the Lord! Did it for the man online, and you on land, here. Alpha location is coming your way. You know, as the crusade continued, all far away in Canada, before you get to Canada, from here, from the Alpha location, you get in the plane, you stop, you're in transit, then you move all the way to Canada. And this man was blind, and there was connection. Look at that, because there is no discrimination with the Lord. Tonight is your night. Connection. I said connection. Don't let's waste time. Listen to the man all the way from Canada, blind, and the Lord opened their eyes.
He was blind. He couldn't see. But an encounter with the GCK Global Crusade with Kumi changed his story.
And then the job happened, and he couldn't see very well. He was three-quarters blind. And to feel and to know where he's living, he had to feel right. He would stumble upon the things, and sometimes he would hurt himself. And I know because power of God had touched him tonight, and he's been healed. Now he can go places and do things. He has a walking stick, but now he doesn't have to use his walking stick because our Lord God, Dr. Jesus, has healed him tonight.
And now he's happy all the way.
Look at Mama Ruth right now. Exercise your faith. Oh, you can see her. Come on. Come on. Go be her. Go be her. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I was just telling you that in the evening, they brought to Christ many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed how many? And healed how many? All that were sick. And then in verse 17, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was so spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen? Amen. Point number three now is the demonstration of God's will for our satisfaction and our sanctification. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I'm reading from verse 3. For this is the will of God. Salvation, this is the will of God. Joy, this is the will of God. Healing, this is the will of God. Deliverance, this is the will of God. Satisfaction, this is the will of God. Sanctification, this is the will of God. All good things tonight, will of God in your life. That he should abstain from fornication. The Lord will do it tonight. The Lord himself has paid the whole price. and everything that needs to be done has been done for the will of God to be fulfilled in your life. Where are you? I say, where are you? It will be done tonight. Salvation, give me a good amen. Healing, give me a good amen. Satisfaction in your life, give me a good amen. An inner work of grace, your sanctification, a good amen. And the Lord is ready for you now. Say, the Lord is ready for me now. Say, the Lord is ready for me now. He will forgive your sin. He will change your life. He will transform you completely. And that blessing and that benefit you need in your life, tonight is your night in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Once you confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, once you confess with your mouth that Jesus is your deliverer and redeemer, that he will take away every evil sin and your sin you have committed, he'll forgive you. It will be done instantaneously. As bowed, eyes closed. You want to surrender your life to Christ right now. And you want to say, yes, Lord, I come. Yes, Lord, I come. I know your will is for me to be saved. And I want that will to be done right now. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Amen. God bless you there. God bless you there. Wherever you are, to the right, to the left, in front, at the back, or outside this place, raise up that hand. Salvation has come. Your deliverance has come. Your forgiveness has come. You're online and you know the will of God for you is to be saved. Raise up that hand. Have that salvation now. Anywhere you are, if you're raising up your hand, just stand up wherever you are. Stand up wherever you are. It's coming. Immediately, he'll say, I will. And he will save you. He will forgive you. I will. He will set you free. And then he'll write your name in the book of life in heaven. Raise up that hand. Stand up. I'm praying with you now. Father, according to your promise, according to your desire, according to your plan, that you don't want anyone to be lost. You want everyone saved. I bring all these before you, all these on land here, and all those online. I pray your salvation will come to them now in Jesus' name. Forgiveness for every one of them. Freedom for every one of them. Redemption, reconciliation with God for every one of them in Jesus' name. Confirm their names written in the book of life in heaven. Confirm for the joy of salvation and a changed, transformed life. Thank you, Lord, because I know it's done. In Jesus' name I pray. Another global choir. Amen. Brothers and sisters, keep on standing. Our counselors are there. And he'll give you the, you know, thing to feel. Now you are in the kingdom. Feel it faithfully and truthfully. Welcome to the salvation of the Lord. We'll call on our pastor, overseer, to lead us now in this time of counseling.
Your life is changed. A new life has come. Counselors, please move very fast. Take their data, names, and phone numbers, and then move fast. Very, very fast. Go to the far back and cover every area of the ground. A change has come to your life. You can't tell lies anymore. Tell them your name or write it yourself, your phone number, the 11 digits, then your correct address. Because you have given your life to God, your name goes to the book of life. And your name is cancelled from the book of death and calamity. Let's move very fast. Do it very speedily. If you are sitting down there, miracle time is coming. It's coming. Tell the Lord that tonight, immediately, after the last amen, you will rush out to come and give your testimony. Because immediately God will do it for you. Counselors, supervisors, those who are coordinating, let's do the needful. As directed by our leaders. Thank you, that brother. Thank you, that sister. Let's do it very fast. If your name has not been taken, please remain standing. And raise up your hand. Beckon to the counselor. Let's give them the package of blessing.
Don't forget, you just gave your time to Christ. Website. This lm.org /connect is right. And right here, you can actually join the direct and we can follow you up. Don't forget, this is the Supernatural Deliverance Global Crusade, right here at Ayeboro Ilorin, Nigeria. And here we are reaching out to every continent. Has been a great night here at Alpha Division. So many things being and I go here in your room, there in your house, wherever you are joining from.
Move to another section. Those in the front also, they have covered the area. Move to the next section. You can move to the back, to the right, to the center. Don't say, I finished my area, therefore I'm going. No. Let the work be done. Nobody must escape the counselors. And as you are sitting down, expect your miracle. Expectation brings realization. Expectation brings realization. I will be healed today. The Lord will deliver me today. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. God is here. Healer is here. Supervisors, do the needful. I'm still waiting for the far back. I've not seen your flag. There are some people there that are yet to be cancelled. Don't keep quiet. You are telling the Lord, today is my day, the day of supernatural deliverance. He will do it. He will do it. The Lord will do it. Almighty God will do it. The healer is here. The deliverer is here. At the far back, we are still waiting for you. Supervisor at the far back. Okay, I can see your flag now. God bless you. We can rise up on our feet and begin to tell the Lord, tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Night of testimony.
Praise the Lord. Tonight is my night. Praise the Lord. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No sickness over there. No sickness on your body. Anywhere you are now, here, Alpha location, there, online, healing is coming to you. You raise up one hand and you lay the other hand upon yourself. And when you hear that final amen, so let it be, so it is, it will happen. One hand up, the other hand, or you have the challenge. Father, in Jesus' name. What a glorious opportunity to know that our healing is your will. And your will never be contradicted. When you say yes, nobody can say no. Therefore, Lord, I come for everyone here, everyone over the radio, everyone over the television, everyone online. Lord, I pray that healing, that deliverance, which is your will, do it now for everyone in Jesus' name. That tumor, the fibroid, and that swelling, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Cancer, dry up in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Insanity, madness, I command that demon of madness, come out in Jesus' name. The pile, you're healed in Jesus' name. Vomiting blood, stooling blood, and urinating blood, you are healed in Jesus' name. Pain in your bone, pain in your joints, arthritis, be healed in Jesus' name. Every form of sickness in your body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toe, the hand of the Lord touch you right now. Here, to my right, to my left, in front of me there, far at the back, Receive your healing in Jesus' name. My online audience, I talk to you directly. And I send forth the power of God unto you directly. Anywhere you are, any congregation, any community, any home, anywhere, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, let there be demonstration everywhere, manifestation everywhere, definite healing everywhere, miracle everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray. It has happened. You have got it. Do what you are not able to do before. Your miracle is already there with you.